Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hey, mega babes. We've got a seriously funny episode for you, which was recorded live back in May at the Machynlleth Comedy Festival with world-class guests, with some Welsh connections because when in Rome, it's as Strictly Come Dancing's Jade Adams and brilliant comedians Morgan Rees and Damon Bamra. Before we get into it, can I say thanks for listening and for spreading the love about Hoovering. If you give it a 5-star review on Podchaser or even just wherever platform you get your podcasts from, I would be deeply indebted. Also, a big, massive, special thanks to my patrons. Without you, I can't afford to make the podcast. And I'll be frank, I do need more of you to join in, if you're able. From as little as £2 a month, my patrons get loads of extra stuff. Tons of content just for them. Vids from me, birthday messages, discount tickets to live shows, free tickets for some people, including the live show we've got coming up at the Camden Roundhouse in August, and even blooming whole extra episodes. And some of them are even getting their actual Hoovering episodes both early and ad-free. So please do check it out. patreon.com/thehooveringpod. I'm assuming you've all already listened to my radio comedy series Sturdy Girls Club on BBC Sounds. Oh yeah, cool, thanks. And that you've already got tickets to see my live stand-up and live Hoovering, and you know that you can just get all of those all the time from my website, jessicafostercue.com. Great, fine, I mean, I needn't have said it. And finally, it's pretty obvious that all of you, all of you have already got a ticket to see me Hoover live and with a guest of my dreams on the 10th of August at the Camden Roundhouse Comedy Festival in the Camden Roundhouse at 7 p.m. on 10th of August, did I mention? Great, well, I'll stop going on about it then, seeing as you've all already got that sorted. Thank you to Mick Tompkins of the Curry Stall pop-up food maker, dishing up the best smells and flavours of the Machynlleth Comedy Festival, who kindly gifted us a massive feast of breakfast curry, why not, for this episode. What a kindie. And as you're about to hear, they went down real well. Only warning for this episode is that it does sort of kick off a bit towards the end.
Welcome to the Hoovering Podcast, live from the Machynlleth Comedy Festival! Yes, please! Yes, please! Oh, embarrassing! Right, I'm joined by an extraordinary fucking panel of some of the funniest people in the universe. Could you introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, my name is Jade Adams. I'm 38 years old and my DMs are open.
Hi, my name is Morgan Rees. I am 29 and I send a lot of DMs.
Hi, I'm Damon Bamra. I'm 30. Can I get involved in the DMs? Someone's going to send me a message too.
Oh, lovely.
Right, so, well, first things first, we need to eat something, I think, and address what we've eaten. And people of the festival, of the audience, have you had anything from the curry stall?
Yes!
Last year I did it, it was so fit. So this time, on the Hoovering podcast, we're having a little bit of curry for breakfast. I think they've given us a bit of everything. I've got a mild Mughlai chicken. There's some spicy mutton keema matar. You say it, Jade.
Spicy Kashmiri chicken.
Fit. What have you guys got? I've got the veggie business up there.
I've got the dal spicy.
Okay. Dal spicy. Chana dal spicy.
The chana dal spicy.
Chana dal, and then the next bit's a content warning.
Yeah. And I've got the wild keema.
Okay, right. Well, should we just try what's in front of us first of all? Maybe we could try and sort of describe it like a sommelier would wine.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So, this is not just spicy Kashmiri chicken.
Oh, here we go. I've got a boner.
This is spicy Kashmiri chicken sat on a bed of, I think, looks like rice. But it could also be something else.
I think it is rice. It is really nice rice, though. What they've done to it, they've made it small and full of flavour.
A smaller rice, but it's not sushi rice.
No.
That is spicy bread.
I've got the mild Mughlai chicken. Do you want to swap?
Yeah, we might need to.
Yeah, no problem.
I've got a working class palate, Jess.
That is fucking yummy.
I'll have a bit of that. Sticky in there. Great. Lovely.
Okay, great. Oh, I think the curry to rice ratio is really impressive. I think what these guys are doing really amazingly is it's fragrance.
Cardamom.
Yeah, some star of that. Anise. You're quite good at star anise. There's some star anise.
There's some...
Morgan Rees.
Cumin.
Morgan Rees. No name. You can't smell.
I can't smell, no.
Because you were beaten up as a child.
Yeah, thanks. Bring it up.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, I can't smell unless something's like super pungent. I can't get. I'm always paranoid that I stink.
No.
But we've been on tour with each other.
Yeah.
And I do. So thanks for the honesty.
No, you don't always stink, babe. It's just sometimes we've been in that car for quite a long time, and I've only just figured out that you don't smell. And I've been so worried about how I smell for about 3 months, and I've just found out that you cannot smell.
Well, you've been using quite like expensive aftershave before getting to get into the car.
Well, the money you've wasted on chewing gum.
Tom Ford,
yeah. You've had on. Yeah. You could have been sticking to Charlie Red this whole time. That is quite a lot spicier, actually. It's just coming for me now. Right, what do you make of your curry, please?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I've just sort of realised I'm an awful booking.
Why?
Because whenever I eat, I go into my happy place, which is silence.
Perfect.
I'm absorbed by this. I think I am starving.
Please tuck in. I can fill the space.
We've just driven up from Bristol.
this morning.
I love it so much. Just a zing on your lips. It's just the right amount of spice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's given a little ring. Yeah, a little after ring. My tongue is, I was going to say dancing, but I wonder if that makes me sound unwell. I feel like something physical is happening to it. No, and all the bits of it, the back, the middle and the front. That's all the different science bits of a tongue. But do you think the smell thing affects your taste perception?
Big time. So my step-nan is I'll rip the band-aid off. She's a Thai bride. So she's...
So my smell their judgment.
I know. So she's only 10 years older than me.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell.
So, AK, we grew up as, like, mates rather than, you know, nan.
Yeah.
So...
Wow.
No. But...
Fucking hell.
I know.
Yes.
My cousins used to borrow her ID. It's wild, isn't it?
They used to borrow her ID.
Yeah, I know.
Were they Thai?
No, it's wild. Didn't know. She had to constantly get it replaced because obviously the bouncers would just nick it. Well, not nick it, they were just, this ain't yours, and keep it.
This ain't yours. Oh, damn.
Wow.
We had a lot of Thai food growing up.
Right.
But she would make it from things in, you know, like Aldi and Home Bargains. So, like, usually, like, Thai food, you have, like, galangal and, like, great sort of, like, ginger alternatives.
Lemongrass and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's she using instead of that?
Spring onion. It took me a little...
I love it. Can't get galangal, just use a tree root.
Yeah.
Any old
Nan's in the garden again. But it took me a while to realise, oh no, Thai food is great, just Nan's shit.
Yeah.
No, her tools are shit, isn't it?
Yes.
But AK, just all the brilliant flavours, so that was really pungent. Whereas, you know, Sunday roast, as brilliant as they are, it's not hitting the nose.
No, it's just textures for you, is it?
Yeah, so the texture, that's why I love fried chicken.
Ooh.
Because you get everything, it's all about mouth. Crunch. You told me the phrase mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
What context?
I mean, our relationship is just going out for food.
Yeah.
And then we do a joke here and there.
Someone said to me yesterday, they were like, have you fucked Morgan? Because we've been together like 3 months.
Doing a tour,
yeah. By the way.
Stand-up comedy tour.
And I was like, no, it's more like we maybe did that in our past and then we got married and then we've been together 25 years and now we just shit with the door open. And eat a lot of food with each other. Can you taste salt then?
A little bit, not loads. That's why I put MSG in everything.
I was going to say, does it mean that you prefer really spicy stuff just to feel alive?
Yeah. Just feel something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try this mutton keema if anybody wants. That is lovely, but it's also quite spicy. I'm having a great time.
Oh,
should have bought a tissue. Should have bought a tissue up, though. Mm. For nasal reasons. Dumb, and actually, what do you make of yours? Or the one up there?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like minced meat and potatoes, so it's kind of like mashed up steak and chips, which is like my favourite.
Is it?
It's so good.
Lovely business. Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Okay, on that note then, my first question, which I've never asked on the podcast before, but what is corned beef? All theories welcome.
Corned beef.
Yeah.
It is processed. I don't really want to say beef, but it is processed meat that they have taken from a cow, whatever end it's from.
Yeah.
And it's processed with fat and salt.
Also from a cow, or
that could be something else.
Yeah. Could be and from then, a palm, the an oily palm.
An oily palm. The best thing about the corned beef, though, is the key that comes with it.
Yeah.
Just opening a can like that, it just takes me back to 1938. I'll be honest with you. Just before it all kicked off, and I was just happy with my corned beef keyring.
The good old days. Do you know what that reminds me of? An amazing... Years and years and years ago, Josie Long had the most brilliant joke. She used to do this impression of an old lady who was always talking about the war. And she said, sometimes we'd run out of powdered eggs and we'd have to have a real egg. All credit to Josie Long for the laugh there. Okay, so it's just mushed up. Okay, fine, all right. Any other theories on that, on corned beef?
Oh, no theory, I just love it.
Do you?
I love meat in a tin.
I do too.
Yeah.
Your little face, Morgan.
Is corned beef the same as ground beef?
No.
Is that...
Oh, God. Someone's got very upset.
That's controversial.
Are you doing the no like that, sir, because ground beef's delicious and corned beef... Is it a class difference, the main difference? Yeah. is there a difference between ground beef and mince? Is it the violence with which they've been made into crumbs?
The process with all the fats is the important bit about the corned beef, because minced meat is just minced meat. whereas corned beef has had this fatty process, which is why when it comes out of the tin, it's got the fat around it.
To sort of seal it into a slightly angly oblong.
Yeah. It's a tricep.
A trialicep,
what?
Pardon?
Trapezoid.
It's a trapezoid! Pretty sure I pulled my one of those.
I really like Spam. I'm like quite a big advocate for it.
Right.
I love.
Even what, pre-apocalypse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it in like.
We're staring down a barrel of World War III. I'm listening.
I really love.
Comedy! Comedy! Comedy!
I love it in a sandwich. I love it fried with an egg. Yeah. I also love it. I mean, if you want to go posh with it, or what we think is posh, but basically Japanese people and Hawaiians, they eat it all the time. It's like a delicacy.
Right. When he first said just fried with a fried egg on top, I thought, it's my stepdad Gary here in a jade suit. But when you moved on to talk about Hawaii, I thought, now she's got snazzy. Now she's got worldly, she's got snazzy, and I'm sold. And that's how easy it is.
Did you ever have, I don't know whether it was a Welsh thing, because I only had it from my nans. Did anyone used to have a prince's ham?
I've heard of it.
Oh, I used to
love that shape.
Yeah, I used to love prince's
Sir,
ham.
Sir, what's that shape? Oh, I think it's like an oval. Was it like a slightly slumped oval?
Yeah, but it's got a key.
It's also got a key,
but there was like an inch of depth to it.
Yeah.
So I'd say am two. I romanticising? Oh, two?
I'd say a
Jade's
two.
Jade's calling it two. She's kinder than me.
I'd say that's a 2-inch depth on that bad
Would
boy.
She? All right. Let's go and find one in the spa after this.
And it's a navy tin, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so lush. I used to eat it like jam.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm afraid
of accidentally
having
a reaction.
I remember telling a date that, oh, I used to eat it like jam. They said, that's not how you eat jam.
I didn't even cross my mind. Yeah. That's so funny. All of us are just getting a spoon and a jar. That's amazing.
I know, it's a double whammy learning day.
Double whammy learning day. Oh, stunning.
It's a bit like when I used to, I used to do loads of stuff. When I used to cook, I used to have food for while cooking. So I remember one time when I was a student, I would just buy things to chuck in the oven, but then I would buy a Rustler burger to have while I'm waiting for my food.
Is that a microwavable burger?
It's a microwavable burger.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. My childhood Rustler burger version was Chicago Town microwavable pizza.
Yeah.
There. That was like, get in from school. It almost always needed to be at least two. They're only the size of a hand, an adult hand. Did you have them?
Yeah,
fit. So good.
For me, it was the McCain microwavable chips.
Yes! I love those. Flaccid.
So flaccid. Wet, if anything.
Really, like, no one's ever needed a chip to be so moist. But I found that you'd have to lean into it and add moisture. They'd need loads of salt and vinegar, and then it was a fucking great thing to eat.
It's so good.
Do you ever go have them, Jade?
I was allowed to eat like Spam and like tinned meat, but for some reason Mum would never let us have McCain oven chips. Or McCain microwave chips.
Was it a theory about radiation from the microwave? Because my nana did think that basically aliens might be somehow getting to us via this new contraption.
It could have been, but she did like smoke while she was making food at that time. So. She doesn't know. She quit when she was 40. But we weren't allowed really strange things. We weren't allowed fizzy pop. It's to her detriment because all the stuff she didn't allow, I used to just go and get it anyway.
Yeah.
And then because she put rebellion on it, when I wanted to rebel, it all became about food.
Yeah.
But luckily, my mum's body positive, so, you know.
It's all worked out fine.
It's all worked out lovely.
I've got a 7-year-old, and I am trying so hard to be like, yeah, try anything, try everything, but fuck me, it comes to... Because I don't want him to get that thing where as soon as he's got any agency or pocket money and I'm not there and he can go in a shop by himself, then... Because that is like the classic thing, isn't it? Yeah. You just go and get all the stuff you weren't allowed because it feels forbidden and then you go nuts for it. But he tests me. That's really hard. Well, you go, you can choose one thing from like, the chocolate bar or sweetie aisle on your way to the tills, always in the most tempting section. these days he'll be like, he'll find that, like, he'll find the thing duo. Or like, do you know what I mean? He'll go for like the he'll go and try and get a fucking 500 gram galaxy. He's not stupid. He'd be like, yeah, just the one thing. I'm having a family pack.
Your kid just walking through Asda holding a Toblerone that's bigger than him.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's even worse in airports. Okay, let's talk about, is there anything that you believe demands to be in a particularly ritualistic way? Any thoughts, Damon?
Kinder Egg Bueno.
Oh, okay, let's
go. Yeah, you know, you get the two bars and then you've got the like hazelnut cream on top.
Yeah.
So you eat the bottom crispy bit first.
Okay, so you take, actually taking the base out.
Yeah, but not the whole base, just of one section at a time.
I didn't know you could separate them. You're going to have to talk more slowly.
You know, like the chocolate bar, you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, you said Kinder Egg Bueno, and I thought, what a lovely man giving it its full name. But do you mean a Kinder Bueno?
You've got two sticks,
and I think there's maybe, how many humps? Four or five humps per stick.
Per stick, so then each section you take the bottom wafery bit out.
Are you doing it section by section? You're splitting the sections up, you're not taking the entire shaft.
No, I'm not an animal. And then you lick the cream out.
Oh, really nice.
Yeah.
How many scoops of the tongue would you say that needs?
I mean, it depends how good you are.
Right. For you?
It's done me, it in for one. Me, it's a one-time wonder.
God.
And
he's just appealed himself to the queer.
And then you're finally allowed to have that fine, like, cut wafery bit again at the top. It has to be that way. You're eating it wrong if you're not eating it like that.
But what do you do? But then you've got this empty cup. What are you doing with that? How do you devour it? You chomping? You sucking? What's happening?
You're chomping that bit.
Chomping. So everything's been quite measured, quite controlled, and that's the bit that you're allowed to...
Exactly. That's exactly it, yeah. The treasure is in the middle.
Yeah. It's all about the fondant-y, hazelnutty...
Oh,
such a
the
good...
cream.
It's the perfect... it's got really good fucking density, isn't it, the innard of that?
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Jade.
Little tip.
Oh, right.
If you really like how a Kinder Bueno or
Kinder Egg Bueno, please.
Kinder Egg Bueno. Sorry!
They're not a close friend.
If you could be respectful, please.
If you like how they taste, if you go to Waitrose and get the white chocolate hazelnut spread...
Ooh.
It's it basically creates the same flavour as the Bueno. I don't know. Has anyone else done that? You are here. I'm imagining you know what that shop is, don't you?
I love it. What shop was it, Asda?
No. Waitrose.
Sorry, Jake, my bad. All right. God, I didn't know that Waitrose did a white chocolate hazelnut spread. You'd think they'd be above white chocolate at all. It's probably really sustainable white chocolate.
It looks like it's the it's like home brand, which obviously means it's dead nice. But
yeah, that's probably in their like essentials range. Comical, isn't it, that they've got like essential edamame beans. okay. Anything you eat in a ritualistic way?
Yeah, custard slices.
Oh, and do you mean the biscuits, or are we talking about a cake item?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
The pastry, cream, custard, isn't it, famously? and then the icing on top.
Yeah.
So, again, only one way you can do it.
Yeah.
If you bite straight into it, kabump, what you do is you... So you get either side, you get your head in, then you lick an inch in all the way around, or two inches, and you squash it down, then it's a nice little sandwich, you've got a custard sandwich then, and then, it's gone.
Really nice.
Yeah.
High point in that for me was head in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a very good technique, because otherwise you bite into it and it's everywhere.
Yep.
And you've lost all the cream.
Yeah. You've muddied your beard.
Yeah.
I used to do a big... When I first started comedy, I did a big routine about custard.
Yeah.
And I just... Because I every time I have custard, I go, I love custard. Something happens in between not having custard. I forget I love it.
Yeah.
And every time I have custard, I go, remember this, you love custard. And I always forget it, there's some amnesia there. But I totally forgot, and I was doing a music festival, and this guy took me aside. He went, can I have a word? I went, yeah, sure thing. I thought it was a drug deal. Because it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, he's gurning, I'm gurning. And he just takes me aside, and he goes, I love custards. I just kept on getting it throughout the festival as well. There's these people clocking me going, it's the custard guy.
Oh, yes.
No one said I like your comedy, like your jokes. Can we follow you online?
Love it.
It was the custard guy. And I also got, beg my pardon, I think I'm speaking too much. I've had a curry.
I love it.
I got banned for a year for having Kinder Buenos. The family business is Tarmac. And
what the fuck is this going? Banned from your own family?
Yeah. Well, for the Christmas party, we used to go to Macro, the cash and carry.
Yes, I know. Caro,
and they got an industrial-sized box of Kinder Buenos ready for the Christmas party. Yeah. But my parents went away for the weekend, and I ate them all.
Amazing.
I got banned from them for a year.
They did a really specific type of grounding. Where you just weren't allowed that one particular confectionery.
Yeah.
What a massively ineffectual punishment. Purely on the basis that probably for the next few months, the last fucking thing you're going to want is another Kinder Bueno.
Oh, my parents were mad grounders because I used to love reading. Whenever I was grounded, I didn't ban TV or the PlayStation. You used to ban books.
No!
Yeah. I was like, all right, Texas, what's going on here?
That sounds like... you're making the musical and book Matilda sound like a gritty, naturalistic soap drama. Yeah. They banned reading.
As a kid, God, I hate this.
I wish I was learning.
Sorry, I've had a coffee.
I love it. Anything ritualistic for you, Jade? Or can you think of... Can you pick one of the
things? It's really difficult to... have rituals because I tend to hate repetition in quite a significant way. When I was growing up, I couldn't walk down the same street twice, so like getting to school was an absolute nightmare. And also stand-up's really difficult because of that as well. I've not done the same show twice ever in my life. But as soon as something becomes, if someone tries to second guess me and they're like, that's what Jade does, I'll just change it up immediately. Yeah, so it's really hard to get into a ritual. I tend to do like Morgan does. I once had a, you know, those Itsu seaweed crisps that you can get.
I fucking love those. Do you mean they come in a little box?
Box,
like that?
And they got a little packet you don't eat in there.
Yeah, really hard to remember that
bit. So someone gave me one. I'd never had one before, and someone gave me one once, and I ate it, and I was like, you with the custard, I was like, oh, seaweed. And then I bought online a multi-pack of probably it was like a full box of Itsu seaweed things, wasabi. Single one made you twitch a bit.
That little stab in the nose, how does it get you in the nose?
Yeah, right at the back. Clever. And then disappears. Love it.
Yeah, it's like poppers.
Five packet. I don't know what they are. Sorry. So
I don't do. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't
I'm so
do drugs.
Sorry, yeah.
I've been on Strictly. I don't do drugs. So a box of five, and they came in five. So I had five times five.
Nice.
That's. But then each.
Couldn't help myself. Oh dear.
No, in each packet was three boxes. So it was 25 packets.
75.
And then...
I'll beat you.
So I ate 75 boxes over a two-day period of seaweed. 2 days. I was in my flat. I literally ate the full lot.
It's incredible.
I feel like I was like dead healthy because all my... My poop was like dark, really dark green.
Someone's made an involuntary noise reaction to that. Someone's gone, oh.
I'd say the most ritualistic thing I do, that's not really a ritual,
I think it's a fascinating answer. That's not a ritual, that's binging. I don't think you can binge seaweed. I think it's about... it's like binging air. I think it's really interesting in itself that you are adverse to ritual and repetition. I hear you, I do that as well. And everyone I've ever lived with, you know, in a relationship or wherever, in any context, has been annoyed by the fact that I can cook something and we can all love it, and then I will not want to ever do that again. I think it's probably healthier and more normal for people to be like, yeah, I'm quite happy to have the same thing every couple of weeks at least, whereas I'm like, no, I've absolutely tried that, goodbye. That's mad. It is bonkers when you think about it, how doing... Is it?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with boredom.
Yeah.
Like the same thing. I always constantly want to be like entertained, and I'm refusing to come out as someone who's got ADHD because there's enough fucking comedians that have got it. So don't start diagnosing me, Mrs. 5x5 over there.
I'm exactly the same boat. Like the other day, I got genuinely ruined a wank because I started thinking about whether I had or hadn't paid my son's Beavers subscription.
Hey!
Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, it's me. I'm interrupting this amazing episode recorded live at the MacFest to interact with you. I've made it sound very formal. What I mean is, on social media, I ask you questions, and here is where I revel through your brilliant, wonderful, magical answers. We are still dwelling on when I asked you to tell me about a time where you ate an enormous number of one thing and how it went. I've only had bad... it's not true. I've had some good experiences with it. Okay, I'm going to tell you a good and a bad one of mine. Bad one, as a child, really sort of as a mixture of boredom and sort of personal... I was going to call it a social experiment. It wasn't. I was very lonely. I ate eight oranges. And I'd had a chili for dinner that night, and I was sick out the mouth. That's the bad one. The good one, though, I was on my way recently to do a tough mudder. Don't do it. Horrid, actually. You stink of animal shit for the next month, and you just guzzle silage all day while surrounded by people who normally work in an office, sort of being pushed... often by the anus, up and down different obstacles, between sort of really sloppy running up and down hills. And it's very hard to stay being nice to the people you're with. I didn't hate it because I was with... Anyway, well, I'm digress. The interesting thing, I think, was on the way there, I got a drive-through McDonald's breakfast because I know how to fucking live, right? And I ordered my brekkie, extra hash brown, you're welcome, sausage and egg McMuffin, extra hash brown, double sausage and egg McMuffin, extra hash brown, and black coffee, yum, yum, yum. I pull out, I'm driving along, still got good half an hour until I'm at my location. I reach into the bag, they've given me double. They've given me two people's breakfasts. And I ate it all, is what I'm saying. Afterwards was, I felt amazing. I felt like a superhero. It without doubt, got me through the day. One of the obstacles involved getting electrocuted, and I didn't cry, and I just got on with it. I think purely because I was fueled with the breakfast of two to three people. Okay, let's get into your answers. Some of these are absolutely flipping brilliant. We got Kirsten's pickles. Thank you, Kirsten. Kirsten loves pickles. What else have we got here? Emma, I used to go to the Vitality show before they stopped doing them. Brackets, sad. I don't know what a Vitality show is, but I imagine it's a sort of... something that's on at the Excel Centre where you go and taste a number of apparently healthy items that bring you life. Anyway, Emma liked it. And one year they were giving out free Yakult, amongst other things. Emma says, I had about seven or eight of them during the day. The friendly gut bacteria didn't feel very friendly that evening. Yakult, shat out, more like. That's all I've got on that one, really. It's a pun about shit. I'm sorry for your tum. And I suppose if you put thousands of friendly people together in one small space for long enough, they'll probably turn evil given time. Very short one from Tasha. Plums, don't do it. Brevity is everything. That's my imagination. Fully engaged, Tasha. Thank you. Chris on Instagram, who says, I drank a pint of cold gravy for a bet once. It was not worth it. I wonder what the rest of the bet was. Brilliant one from Jess, who says that when she was pregnant, she ate an entire cherry Madeira cake and then a tub of cherries, and that her six-year-old now doesn't like cherries. I tried to eat lots of spicy food on purpose when I was pregnant, in the hope that my son would be born with some sort of really brilliant sort of Mexican or Indian palate. And no, it just came out just like another sort of pasty English baby, sadly. A wonderful one here from Laura, who says, I ate Findus lasagna every day for 2 years. Weird fucking stage of my life. My friend Alice recently dated a total freak called Steve. They've since split. We called it her lasagna stage. Yeah, we've all had a lasagna stage, certainly when it comes to relationships, Laura. Oh, my crumbs. What brilliant, brilliant answers. Thank you so much if you messaged in. Keep an eye on the socials. We're at The Hoovering Pod on Instagram and on Twitter, and that is where I post my listener questions, along with lots of other hopefully fun things. I love hearing from you. Voice notes are my favourite, and I love being able to include you in the podcast like this. But let's get back into this episode recorded live at Mach.
I've moved to Bristol. I lived in London and I lived in your fine lands for about 8 years and then went to London. But then I've now decided to go back to my homelands myself, and I have to get the GWR train, which actually, the train is fine. In fact, out of all of the trains I've ever got, I'm happy with GWR. Mm-hmm. I've realised since that is because I do pop myself in first class, but that's not... But that's because I got a Seat Frog. If you haven't got it, it's an app you can download. You can get really cheap upgrades. Ooh. Little tip for you. So I use Seat Frog quite a lot, and I get on the train, and they have this first-class cart, which I'm going to just say right now is the worst fucking car I have ever... Do you know what they do? They're really lovely staff on the GWR. They're so gorgeous. And they make them go up and down the cart asking people if they want apple crisps.
If the answer's not going to change to that, is it?
So I have to say to them, sorry, can I buy things from your other car? And they look at me like I've just said to them, I've got leprosy.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know you have to pay for it. And I'm like, I know, but I don't want fucking Apple crisps.
They're like, but they're free. And you're like, they're Apple.
So my little
thing... I want to buy the potato ones!
So my little thing I do is I get a four-finger Kit... So Kit Kat's my favourite chocolate of all time. And okay. I have to get a four-finger Kit Kat. A four-finger, not chunky, I don't want that.
I'll have a fight about that if you want.
That's not a Kit Kat. That is not a Kit Kat. That is a different chocolate bar. The Kit Kat, the mouthful you get when you have that Kit Kat is what is what makes the Kit Kat. When it gets bigger, it changes what it is.
I think I can take her. What do you think? To me, a Kit Kat chunky is possibly the only example of a time where you had something that was perfect and someone went, I can still make it better. And then they did.
Ooh.
So, when you take a four-finger Kit Kat...
Yeah, I'm listening.
...and you think about the inside. So, I will say, as a little flex, Jess...
Yeah?
I've been to the Kit Kat factory.
I know, I watched that episode, it's great. Jade does a show on Channel 4 called Snack Masters and it's fucking great.
So when I went there, I discovered the secret to Kit Kats is actually other Kit Kats. So what they do is they...
Fascinating.
They throw a Kit Kat... They basically, all the offcuts of Kit Kats, they put into a machine and they pulverise it and then they and then they layer that via some really thin wafer that is made from, like, just, I think, like, angel wings.
But isn't that incredible that, like... I mean, until I watched that show, I genuinely never thought about what is the minute amount of mush between the ultra-thin layers of wafer in an original OG Kit Kat. And it's mushed up. It's the corpses. But it's so satisfying on a food waste level as well, isn't it? That is like...
So you have that exquisite... You have that exquisite... the density, the lack of density in that wafer is what makes the Kit Kat. With the hardness of the chocolate, which I say is one of the best confectionery chocolates there are, is that one. It's so sweet, it's perfectly mixed.
It's almost as if it'd be even better if there's a bit more of it.
Okay. But...
I've got other questions, if you want. No, you finish. It's going really well.
When you make that chocolate bigger, Jess...
Yeah.
You are changing the everything about it. It's not the same chocolate bar. It's made by the same people. It's like having a Snickers and Mars made by the same company. They stick a load of peanuts in it. They make it into a Snickers. Kind of.
Totally different items, though, a Snicker and a Mars.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, there are similarities, but I think different mouthfeel. And there's some... The peanut's completely altered. It's different
flavour. The peanut changes everything about it, for sure. But you are changing... That is not a Kit Kat. That is a chunky.
Does a Kit Kat have to be, like, an original flavour every time, though? Like, have you had the Japan ones where there's, like, matcha coating on the outside and...
Not interested.
Is that okay? No.
I got loads of flavours. They do really... They got, like, trainer flavour ones as well.
Oh, come on.
There's a picture of a foot on it with a trainer on. On the front of it, and it tasted like sick.
When that... It's the same thing that happened with the hot cross buns this year. Frankly, every now and again, when those oversteps happen, I think maybe we have outstayed our welcome on this planet. When you're having to clutch that fucking deep and murky a water for your straws, that you've gone savoury... On your fucking... When you've gone flip-flop flavoured fucking Kit Kat, or whatever it was you just said. Get fucked.
Grandiosis.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Grandiosis.
Talk to me about a food that you believe to be hugely overrated.
The Kit Kat chunky.
I'll cross that out.
Have you ever put four of them together and melted them together with a lighter?
No, I can't pretend I have done that. No, you've done that. Yeah. What are you doing straight after this?
Going on the grass and pretending we're really tiny people.
Okay, yeah, cool. All right, Damon, tell me about a time you ate something out of awkwardness or embarrassment, please.
Awkwardness or embarrassment?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think, well, I'll just eat whatever is given to me, right? But I think it ties in with your previous question of overrated foods. Somebody once gave me a bacon butty. Mm. Bacon?
Oh, shit.
What's going on with bacon? Why are we all big fans of bacon? It's too salty. It's not. It's too crispy.
Oh, no.
And I only want sausages.
I'm just going to have to interrupt you because there's something wrong with your mouth.
I'm just not having it. I'm just not having it.
Hiya. What a welcoming host. So you don't like bacon?
Bacon is...
Fuck me, that's out there, isn't it?
Sausage
fucking
is
hell,
great.
What next? How do you feel about Harry Styles?
Better than
How
bacon.
How do you not like bacon?
It's what? Very easy. It's
fine.
Shit. Bacon is so bad. What's good about bacon? That's what I want to know.
Okay, so I'll let Jade go. I can see she's fully wound. And spring.
Right. You cannot just say bacon as a blanket statement. Bacon comes in so many forms. Yeah. You cannot just say bacon. Yes, some bacon, shit, back bacon, go fuck itself. But streaky bacon or pancetta.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the gods. They are. It's so thin you can see through it when you hold it up to a light.
Too salty.
Too crispy, too salty.
No, because you're having shit bacon.
Where do I get good bacon?
From Waitrose.
Yeah. Waitrose!
Waitrose essential bacon.
You want cured, streaky bacon. Get off this back bacon shit you've been doing, because that is what your problem is. You've got overprocessed and it's added water to it as well, which they put salt, it's brine, they stick in it. So you're having shit bacon, babe, all right? Don't talk like this about bacon.
I'm just going to be truthful. Truthful about bacon.
Burn it all down. Fantastic. What? Yeah, that is a lovely answer. But you ate it out of awkwardness and embarrassment. Yeah, you exactly. got it down, yeah.
Exactly.
Anything you've ever eaten out of awkwardness or embarrassment?
Something I've eaten out of embarrassment or awkwardness, midday answer, is my mother's lasagna. Because she used to get different microwavable ones, put them in like four quadrants in a big tin, put them in the oven. Didn't
Fuck.
Work.
Fuck. Oh. What you're talking about is so fucking grotty, but then because you've used the word quadrant, which is so sophisticated, that's jarred in my mind. I think one of my ears might fall off. Wow. And she'd get them from different suppliers, different brands.
Yeah, you were mixed matching.
Yeah, so just whatever's on offer. Two out the freezer, two out the fridge.
Yeah, it was like a bubble and squeak, but, you know, lasagna.
Oh!
Because my mum just loves lasagna. It's the only thing she has. It's why I think my dad left.
Is this the only thing she can cook, or it's the only thing she eats?
It's the only thing she eats. She does cook it. She can't cook it. but she's wonderful and selfless, and she'll listen to this.
But she loves lasagna.
She loves lasagna. Loves lasagna. So my mother's lasagna is one of the most awkward things.
Yes.
It's one of the things I've eaten out of awkwardness and embarrassment.
And your not midday answer is?
Ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Quick fire questions. Ever stolen food?
Yes.
What?
Twixes.
We've done the Buenos and now Twixes. Where'd you get them from?
Corner shop, Terry's.
Was it a dare? Or were you just doing it on your own, teenage bit of rebellion?
I did it by myself. There was also the ones, I can't remember what they're called, you know, the really small sliver, like sweets that used to stick together. So sometimes you'd get three if you picked up just one of them. They'd always charge you for just 10p.
Oh, that's
clever. I would never fess up. Then he shut down. And I was a 6-year-old. I went, oh my God, it's me. He said, no, he's retired.
That's amazing. You doing that at six?
Yeah.
I just need to quickly remember to have a word with my son. tell me, never stolen food?
Never stolen food. The only thing I've ever stolen is Jackie Chan playing cards. That was... And I don't regret it. It was from W.H. Smith's. I had a subscription. I had all the talismans from the cartoons.
Yeah.
And you need to build up the card collection. So one day in W.H. Smith, I saw the pile of magazines.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, they each come with like a little packet of cards. So I just took one. And then I left the shop with my parents. And then I let them walk ahead. I dropped it on the floor. I was like, guys, turn around. Look what I found. And I picked it up and I opened it. It was all for the fucking doubles. So...
That's karma. Jade, ever stolen food?
Yes. When I lived in London, we were very poor and we used to steal bagels.
Great. Lovely. Seeded or just straightforward a ridge?
Whatever was up on the counter. There was a certain place you could get. There was a place on the... It was a corner where we lived. They were there in a basket. And if they were there in the basket, you could easily put them in your pocket.
Love it. Yeah.
Ugh. Nothing funny there. Just
well, this one will be quick.
Poor.
Olives or grapes?
Grapes.
Oh, it depends.
Olives or grapes?
Grapes.
It depends. If it's a Gordal olive against a rubbish normal grape, then yeah.
I've never heard of a Gordal olive.
A Gordal, they're just sensational. Big fat olives. They've got a very chickeny flavour to them. And then
now you're going to tell me about a fancy type of grape.
I know there's really fancy grapes that have like a really like, I've forgotten what they are. But it all depends on what type of olive or what type of grape. That's too, it's too general.
Jason, I'd say, I'd probably say this quick fire round isn't as much in your wheelhouse. Last quick fire question. All of you give me a 3-word answer. Massive American folk singer Jake Owen does bumps of salt like cocaine and puts peanuts in his Coca-Cola. How does that make you feel?
Disgusted.
I want to try.
Oh.
I just realised it's 3 syllables, not 3 words.
Fine.
AKV.
Translation, please.
Rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's ugly, actually,
it's
isn't it?
Ugly rubbish. Ugly rubbish.
Now it's time for the Big Ben question.
This is possibly my most politically neutral scenario yet. So many selfish, cretinous, myopic, monster cunts protest against 15-minute cities that Maat, the ancient Egyptian god of justice, finally loses it and just totally curses all of us with such an intense pins and needles that we all cease being able to function. At first, it's quite funny, and the least we deserve. It's quickly revealed as an apocalypse because of plane drivers and people in the middle of delivering babies and stuff, and we all agree it's a bit much. But luckily, it's all agreed to have never happened, including even the protests, but only if you, and weirdly, it does have to be you three, weave yourselves together into one mono-headed mega-comedian by tangling together your eyebrows, and then as one unit, shuffle yourselves all the way up the sky to the moon. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're a hero! Yay! You go down in history as the... mono beast that's saved us all from terrible pins and needles apocalypse. Your award in actuality is the adulation of all people for all time and a status as gods, but your award in the moment is the feast of your dreams. Obviously getting to the moon was pretty knackering and you weren't allowed snacks, so you're the happiest and the hungriest you've ever been. It's like the opposite of a last meal. In that scenario, if anything was possible, and I'm aware this is only your answer right now, what would you eat and what would you drink?
What, together?
No.
Separately?
You can bin each other off for life. You can untangle your eyebrows.
Prawn cocktail, roast dinner, school cake.
Fit. Morgan.
Thai chicken sausage rolls, casserole.
What the fuck? Sorry. Is that one? Did you just say two things close together, or is that one item?
That's one thing. I'll make you some.
Yes, please. A Thai chicken sausage roll.
Yeah. Quick one for you. It's absolutely phenomenal. Get chicken mince, fish sauce, a red Thai curry paste, chuck in some soy sauce, sweet and dark, MSG, sprinkle in galangal.
I thought you said gammon then. Thank God it carried on.
Your puff pastry just from the supermarket. Double yolk that. Put it in the oven for half hour. It's absolutely wonderful. It's really light and really tasty.
Fuck. Hello. Yes, clap it.
Great.
Casserole de Grenade, I think it's called. It's like a French dish. Essentially, it's just a bean casserole, and it has duck, pork, and beef in it.
Shut up. It's a durkin in liquid.
Yeah. It's fucking wicked. And then dessert, sticky toffee pudding.
Fucking wallop. One man up the back's just come. That is stunning. That Follow
was,
that, Damon,
that was a
I'm
lot
sorry.
Of detail, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Almost fish like and it. Chips.
Yes! So good, isn't it?
I
so good.
Love it.
It's so, mushy peas? So good.
Mushy peas, yeah. Of course.
Bread and butter?
I've only recently been introduced to that, but...
What, bread and butter?
Yeah, bread and butter. With fish and chips.
Rob, where have you been?
But the thing is, used to keep coming with bacon.
You have to have it with bacon. I swear to you.
Not having it with bacon.
This is why he doesn't like bacon.
No.
He was just having it on its own with his hands.
Have you not had a bacon sandwich?
I have. I told you I ate one out of awkwardness. I hated it.
Yeah, but... Someone shit made you a bacon sandwich, didn't they?
Everyone who's ever given me bacon, it's not been... It's you sound a lot like my wife right now. big bacon advocate. Biggest Hold fight in our household.
I like the idea of a corrupt and overwhelming power called Big Bacon. We're all bowing. We're all accidentally constantly advertising Big Bacon. They've got their fingers in every podcast. You didn't finish your fantasy.
Drink, I'm going to have an A&W root beer. Mm. So good. And dessert, I'm going to have waffles sprinkled with chocolate sauce and chocolate fudge cake on top.
Fit! A round of applause for these amazing guests! Oh. Jay's just thought of something she wants to add.
I didn't give you my drink.
Please tell us the drink.
Can and
bacon
Coke.
Soda.
Hoovering Podcast.
What a fun one. I should let you know that Damon has ended every text he sent me since recording this episode. Instead of with a kiss, he now signs off with #fuckbacon. What have I started? Oh dear. Please, can you make sure you follow all those amazing guests? They've all got brilliant things on, from tours to whole TV series. They were at Ms. Jade Adams, at Morgan the Rees, and at Daman.Bamrah. DAMAN.BAMRAH. And finally, just to reiterate, big, massive, mega thanks to The Curry Stall and Mick Tompkins, who is the man behind The Curry Stall pop-up food shop. It for the delicious grub. Oh, it was good. They are on Instagram @the_curry_stall. Why not also come and see me do some stand-up and come and see me hoovering live at Latitude on the 21st of July or at the Roundhouse Festival in Camden on the 10th of August. Tickets to everything, as ever, are on my website, jessicafostercue.com. Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on @JessicaFosterQ. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.